Title, Materiality Part 2, Government Knowledge. Content, Editor's Note. This is the second in a five-part series on how U.S. District Courts and Courts of Appeal have applied the materiality standards set forth in Universal Health Services Incorporated v. United States ex rel. Escobar, 136 S. CT 1989, 2016. In the context of implied certification cases brought under the False Claims Act, FCA, materiality is simply whether an alleged statutory, regulatory, or contractual violation has some bearing on the government's decision to pay claims. It follows that when the government knows of an alleged statutory, regulatory, or contractual violation and pays a claim anyway, then that violation could not possibly have been material to the government's payment decision. For this reason, the government's knowledge of alleged violations and its subsequent behavior in the face of that knowledge have tremendous implications for false certification defendants. The Escobar decision did not go so far to say that government knowledge is a per se defense. But it came close. In full, here is what Escobar said about government knowledge. Proof of materiality can include, but is not necessarily limited to, evidence that the defendant knows that the government consistently refuses to pay claims in the mine run of cases based on non-compliance with the particular statutory, regulatory, or contractual requirement. Conversely, if the government pays a particular claim in full despite its actual knowledge that certain requirements were violated, that is very strong evidence that those requirements are not material. Or, if the government regularly pays a particular type of claim in full despite actual knowledge that certain requirements were violated, and has signaled no change in position, that is strong evidence that the requirements are not material. Escobar, 136 S. CT at 2003-2004, emphasis added. With the exception of a few cases in the Ninth Circuit, the district courts and courts of appeal have issued decision after decision finding no materiality when the government makes payments to a contractor despite its knowledge of alleged violations. In this article, we examine those decisions. First, we will discuss the decisions from the circuits that have found no materiality when the government knows of alleged violations and nevertheless continues to pay claims. Second, we will examine the cases that reach the opposite conclusion in the same factual scenario, i.e., cases that find materiality when the government has knowledge of alleged violations and takes concrete steps to stop payments. Third, we will look at the California decisions that have found no materiality despite possible government knowledge of alleged violations and see if there is any silver lining in these decisions. Fourth, we will take a look at an interesting case from the District of Columbia where the facts relating to government knowledge went both ways. And finally, we will look at who in the government needs to know to trigger government knowledge. It is probably worth mentioning that we will not be discussing the so-called government knowledge defense. Prior to Escobar, FCA cases that addressed government knowledge did so only in the context of scienter. The thinking went, and still goes, that if the contractor informs the government of the facts comprising the alleged false claim, then the contractor's claim could not have been knowingly false because it made no misrepresentation to the government. See United States ex rel. Berg v. Honeywell International, Inc., number 3:07CV00215SLG, 2017 WL184-3688, at asterisk 6, D. Alaska May 8, 2017, discussing the doctrine and citing cases. But this series does not address scienter, it addresses materiality. So we are not going to cover government knowledge as a defense to the scienter element here. Rather, we are going to discuss what kinds of government knowledge trigger a finding of materiality in implied certification cases. No materiality when the relevant government officials are aware of alleged violations. The vast majority of cases that have examined the issue have held that there is no materiality when the relevant government officials are aware of the alleged violations and nevertheless continue to pay claims. For example, in United States ex rel. Petrados v. Genentech, Inc., 855F.3D481, 3DCIR 2017. The court held there was no materiality when the government continued to pay claims for the defendant's drugs despite being